Good afternoon, patrons. Yes, I've changed the intro. I've changed the intro slightly. And welcome to the July and first little episode of PatronCast, a thing that I was kind of meaning to do this for a while, and I'm really sorry. I'm genuinely very sorry. I've been meaning to kind of do a little thing to kind of give you guys more of a kind of a sneak peek behind the scenes and kind of talk you through kind of what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, kind of what's going on with the channel and my life and how the two things kind of interact with each other. I've been meaning to do that for some time, but I've got to it now. Which is the important thing. And from now on, I really want to make these a bit of a monthly thing. And I just want to talk about, you know, some series and stuff that's happening, and just some big bits and pieces. And I just want to go into a little bit more detail, because there are some things, like, especially like in the videos themselves and on Reddit and Twitter, I don't always want to kind of say, because if I put things out into the public domain, then it kind of becomes like a thing I've committed to. And I kind of want to say that, like, everything I say in this is kind of caveated. I'm kind of going to be, this is more, much more kind of navel gazing in this. This is kind of more kind of where I'm kind of really would love to see everything going, but, like, except everything with a bit of a caveat. Now I'll try and say thing by thing how certain things are. I'm gonna stop rambling. This is the problem. This video is going to be very unscripted next to some of my normal, and not that actually that's unfair. I don't script videos. I never script videos. All my videos are done live. Some of, like, my favorite stuff just, like, happened completely by accident. Like probably my favorite video I ever did, Fallout 3 Kill Everything episode 7, which was Practical Guide to Parenting. The whole bit in Andale and, like, Timmy and Timmy's dad in Tranquility Lane, both of those weren't scripted or planned. I just kind of got there and figured them out when I was there. Some of my favorite things in all the channel are stuff I didn't plan. But sometimes I have, like, a vague idea of what I want to do. I have a vague idea of what would work and what I think would work and what wouldn't work as a video. This is going to be, like, completely me just kind of talking about stuff. So I suppose, like, the big one, which I want to kind of start off with, is, and this is quite a big one, because this is one that affects, like, not only the channel but, like, my life and everything, is I've been thinking about, like, how much time to put into the channel and how much, like, the channel could be and how much it's grown and how much I think it could grow. And what I've been thinking about is I really want to put more time into it. And part of that is just, like, I'm increasingly seeing, like, all the things I really want to do that I don't have time to do at the moment. I'm trying to, like, rejig things to allow myself to do a little bit more of that. And I think you've probably noticed, like, over the past few weeks especially, there's been a lot more videos floating around. But, like, I think, and I don't know the exact time scale for this, but, like, I'm thinking that I am probably going to make some changes to my employment outside of YouTube at some point in the fairly near future, in time for the ridiculously exciting kind of late autumn, early winter period that we've got coming up this year with Just Cause 3 and Hitman and Fallout 4 and all sorts of other stuff that could be, like, an amazing time to be able to be doing YouTube. And, like, I want to kind of stress one thing in particular on that, which is, like, people kind of think that, like, going over to doing, like, YouTube as a main thing that you do is mainly about you've made it in sense of, like, you're now successful enough that you can justify it. And, like, that's probably not actually true. It's probably not actually true for me. Part of the reason I'm thinking about doing it is just because I've realised, like, literally just as a straight matter of how many hours I put into YouTube and the number of hours that I put into my day job, the numbers don't stack up anymore. Like, literally, and when I kind of figure out, like, the number of hours I work in my day job and the number of hours I put on top of that into YouTube, I realise I sacrifice a lot insofar as, like, I don't sleep as much as I should. I don't see my friends as much as I used to. And I think kind of that, like, very slowly wears you down a little bit. And maybe, like, I realised that the moment to actually take some action on that came when I had dinner with my parents recently. And I don't live that close to my parents. They live elsewhere. They live elsewhere in the country. So they came down and they had dinner with me, and they afterwards, they kind of just, they sent me a message, and they said that they were worried about me because they thought I looked exhausted, that I had like lines under my eyes that they'd never seen before, and they've known me for decades. So that was a bit of a wake up call. So I'm kind of thinking like, okay, so I want to kind of get something out of my schedule. I have to get the number of hours I work down, because I don't think I'm at risk of burning out like imminently at all. But I think if I kept trying to do what I was doing now, especially when we get into November, December, when there's going to be so much I'm going to want to do for the channel, I think at that point the whole thing will become unsustainable. So I'm thinking of making some changes there, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I think in the interim, I'll probably do just YouTube for a little bit, just to kind of give myself a bit of a break, because I think if I just do YouTube, I'll be able to do a lot more for the channel, but I'll still be able to actually, like, I'd like to get a day back at the weekend, because right now I work both days on the weekend and quite a few weekday evenings, so I'd like to get one weekend day back I can just relax in. That'd be lovely. And then I'll probably look to take something else up part-time, or go freelance, or work as a contractor in some capacity, because I you know, I've kind of looked into this, and I think there's work that I could do part-time or freelance or something. I don't know the exact timescale of that, because I've got the employment I do, my day job, I've actually got quite a long notice period in my contract. So, you know, the mutual agreement might come about that this could be, I could be released sooner rather than later, or it could come about that I could still be doing my full-time job in a few months' time. But I kind of think I want to kind of start taking some action now. So even in that case, I'd be available like over November and December to be focusing exclusively on YouTube. Because I think that's a really exciting period. And it's kind of like, you know, I just kind of look at my life in general at the moment. Like this last 2 years has been wonderful. It's been the most fun, rewarding thing I've ever done. And I kind of think, if I kind of look at some of the games that are coming out at the very end of this year, I just think it's a wonderful opportunity to at least give a stab at doing this, what did I say, properly? Properly is not the right word, but you know what I mean. To really kind of dedicate some proper time to it. And I think, like, in the interim, there's just, like, so much stuff I want to do. Like, I've got this massive, great notepad document full of, like, little ideas for one-offs. And I really want to do kind of more intensive one-off kind of comedy-ish specials. How to make a cup of tea. I love that video. But the thing is, even though it's only like a few minutes long, it took like longer to record than a video that you'll see that's like half an hour long and still heavily edited. Just because it takes, you know, you need to properly script it and things like that. I want to do things like that. I've got a really wonderful idea for this kind of Dead Space skit I want to do, that would just kind of take a little bit of time to set up properly. And like, I want to do loads of little things like that. I want to do more kind of little specials. Because specials are really good for the channel. The tea video, how to make a cup of tea. I think that last time I checked, that was ranking number one in the world for how to make a cup of tea on YouTube. It normally kind of veers between number one and number two, and attracts outraged comments from people who genuinely wanted to learn how to make a cup of tea. But unfortunately, got my version with a squidgy ketchup bottle faking goat's blood instead. So yes, that's the occasional outraged comments. And the prison architect video, the how to make the perfect pretty how to make the perfect prison video, that one as well. That was a wonderful video, but that took bloody ages to make, because I needed to make this prison. Obviously, it was all a big setup for the punchline with Hellstadt. But it was kind of that took a long time to make, but it was a brilliant video, and it I think it still ranks under the term for prison architect itself, and gets, you know, a lot of traffic, and some people find it really funny. So like, I want to do more stuff like that as a big thing. So that's probably like the biggest news, to be honest. That's kind of the biggest news, that I'm thinking of making some changes to the rest of my life to kind of better support the channel. And that is because I love the channel, and this is kind of what I want to do now. But it's not just that, it's also because I've realised, like, I need just to make some changes to my life in general to work a little bit less. I know that sounds like a really, you know, I hear myself saying that, and I kind of hate myself for saying it, because, like, I was always kind of raised in a household that was very much about, you know, work hard, work ethic, head down, don't moan, don't complain, don't relax, just kind of get on with your work. And, like, that's just kind of something that's just internal to me, that, like, I just keep doing work. And I realised that kind of that sort of just, like, internalised thing in my head meant that I just spent the last kind of year or so working incredibly long hours at both a day job and at YouTube, and yeah, neglecting a lot of personal stuff. So I'm going to change that, and I'm going to change that, and I don't know exactly how it's going to fall, but hopefully by next month's Patreon cast, that should have really come into focus, because I think I'm going to speak to my place of work about that version. In fact, I might well have already done it by the time that this cast goes out. So I'll give you a good update on that next month, and kind of what I think the timescale is going to be looking like, because obviously I don't know how soon I'll be kind of released from my contract until I've actually had that discussion with them. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'd say the other thing I kind of want to discuss very briefly is I wanted to go into Nicole quickly, because this is an interesting one. So, because people occasionally kind of, Nicole's a very strange, divisive series, because it's probably in some ways like the least popular series that I do, I think, in terms of like the views it gets, the regular viewership. Yeah, the viewers that do watch it are actually really into it, which is great. Nicole's a really interesting one. Nicole is, by the time this goes out, we'll probably only have like a couple more parts to go. It'll be almost done, which is why I kind of wanted to address it now. Nicole is going to, it's probably going to end the dating simulators for the moment on the channel. I probably will do more, but not for the moment. Like, the thing about Nicole was never for me about doing dating simulators on the channel. It was more about doing like the visual novel style, because visual novel styles are a very nice, relaxing thing for me to make. They're very easy to make, and they're kind of, I've always kind of thought of them as almost like bedtime story reading, which I have a lot of practice on, because I have some nieces and nephews who enjoy me reading them a bedtime story. So I enjoy doing the kind of the dramatic readings, and I used to I used to do kind of a lot of you know, probably won't surprise anyone from the voices and so forth. I did used to do some like voice acting and some theatre and stuff like that years and years and years ago when I was a student. But like, it's just something that I've always, it's something I've always loved. And I just love doing the voice acting for Nicole. I love doing all the ridiculous voices. She's probably just like, you know, I will very often kind of bring ridiculous voices into everything I do. I like doing the kind of the voices. So you kind of, aside from like all the ridiculous voices in Nicole, it sneaks into normal videos too. So like, when you've kind of got Steve showing up in the videos, and whenever Steve gets voice, he's always got that same voice. Like, well, I was thinking, what if actually, what we did next was Steve's always got kind of that kind of voice. I don't really know what he is. Steve's kind of half Cockney. I don't know why Steve's half Cockney, but Steve is half Cockney. But like, I kind of want to do more of that, just kind of where it's not really so much about the gameplay, but it's more about the the speaking, and not necessarily about voice acting, but I do kind of like that too. So like, I'm thinking of like looking at other stuff that's visual novel that's not kind of so kind of flippant and silly like the dating simulators. I'm thinking about stuff like the really old game version of I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, for example. I found a company that kind of curates classic old games and kind of keeps them preserved and brings them up to date, as in not like changing them at all, keeps them exactly the same but lets them still be played on modern computers. They do wonderful work, and that's one of the games they curate. Which is really, really exciting. So I'm kind of interested in that. There's a couple of other games that are kind of similar that I might look to do as well. It's an interesting opportunity. I mean, there's loads of stuff I'd like to do that's kind of not just about gaming, but is sort of connected to that kind of, just more about me kind of talking kind of stuff. It sounds really egotistical when I say it like that. I'm sorry. But like, does anyone, I don't know if any of you guys follow Extra History, which is the history series that the Extra Credits guys do. I love that series so, so much. I've always kind of wanted to do something like that, but for classical mythology, because many of you will hopefully know, my degree was in classics. I was always very passionate about it. I still love it. I haven't kind of studied classics in any capacity for, coming up not too far off a decade at this point, but it was always a passion of mine. I was very good at it. So I'd love to kind of do like a little, like kind of very light-hearted kind of chat through like the myths and the stories of ancient history, but obviously, you know, with much more of a kind of a light-hearted take on it, because there's a lot of really ridiculous stuff in there, and I've always kind of wanted to do that, but I've never kind of got around to it. So I might get around to that if I've kind of got a lot more time. And the other thing, I suppose, is just kind of, yeah, doing doing more one-offs. Like, I think Why Not Wednesday is, like, some of my best work, so I'd love to do more of them. Like, I think the next one will probably be Dead Island. I've never played Dead Island. I remember it being kind of amazed by it, because there was that trailer that came out where it was, like, the trailer where it was, like, done in reverse, and there was, like, the person who fell out of the window or was shoved out the window, but then kind of it was all done in reverse, they were going back up, and everyone was like, oh my goodness, this is the most moving, amazing, you'll cry when you see this trailer. I watched it, it's a girl being pushed out of a window, but they're doing it backwards, and some of it's in black and white, and they've put a sad music over it. Like, there's... why is everyone saying this is good? I mean, it's all right. It's a bit generic, to be honest. It's a bit obvious to do something in black and white backwards with piano music. It's kind of not exactly going to win any awards. Everyone was really excited about it. I don't know why. And then you kind of had this really kind of sad, moving, meaningful trailer, and then that kind of that logo with the guy hanging himself from the palm tree, which was very morbid. And then the actual game's tone, from what I've seen of it, seems to be kind of very silly and wacky, and kind of, you know, improvising weapons and bright, colourful locales and whacking zombies with planks of wood with nails in them. So I've always wanted to kind of have a look into that and try and reconcile the two tones. But I think that's probably the next Why Not Wednesday. Why Not Wednesday is a series that it doesn't get as much love as I want it to. From my side, I mean, sorry, it's always very popular from you guys. Like, the last time one I did was Rage, and that got loads of views. Everybody wanted that one. The reason I don't do many of them is because they often require a very long period of recording, but you don't get much video out of them. So if I sit down and do 3 hours of The Curious Expedition or FTL, I'll get 4 or 5 parts out of it. If I sit down and do 3 hours of Dead Island, that will turn out to be like a single part. So it's very time inefficient, and when kind of my time is very limited, that makes it very hard to justify. But if I have a lot more time to dedicate to the channel, the whole thing becomes a lot easier to do. So yeah, that's kind of my thing. That's Patron Cast number one. So that's hopefully this has been a little bit interesting. I'm sorry if I've kind of rambled. I know that was always a risk of me doing this, so I'm very sorry if that has been the case. Obviously, kind of, if you want kind of ask any questions or want any clarifications on anything I've said, do put any comments below. I will get back to you, obviously. I'll make sure to kind of watch the comments on this video particularly closely. Kind of any questions at all, I will answer to the best of my ability. So do ask any questions that you want, and I will try and get back to you. I should say, by the way, I didn't say this at the beginning, this video is what on YouTube is called unlisted, which basically means it won't show up in your subscription feed. It won't show up in my videos if you go to the channel. The only way you can find this is if you've got the link to it, and I've only put the link to it on Patreon in kind of an entry that only patrons can see. So that's kind of why this video probably looks like it's got mysteriously low numbers of views. So this is just for patrons, and I will do this on a monthly basis, or try to do this on a monthly basis anyway. I mean, like, some months maybe I'll have literally nothing interesting to say, but if there is, I'll let you know, and I might do one every other month. But I think there's probably going to be enough stuff to do one of these every month. If there's something particularly interesting about the channel that you've always wanted to know, again, mention it in the comments below, and I will, and I'll kind of maybe make it one of the topics I go over next month. If you've got kind of big questions that can't really like be answered in a single thing, that's like kind of more of a general question about like my processes or how I think or how I make decisions or something, things that I couldn't easily answer in a single sentence, do answer them below, and I'll kind of maybe kind of make them a topic for discussion, a topic for me to ramble on and on about next month. But yes, there you are. And I suppose the other thing I should obviously say is just thank you guys, because obviously you know, it would be a lot harder for me to have made that decision at all to potentially think about spending at least a few months, and ideally much longer than that, doing exclusively YouTube and doing like a little bit of work, just a little bit of work on the side next to what I do at the moment, doing exclusively YouTube, if I didn't have like the much more stable, predictable income that kind of Patreon provides. Because YouTube ad revenues, they're all over the place. Like, 1 month, you can make, you know, double or half what you did the month before, just kind of on the ebbs and flows of views and the amount that ads are paying at this exact moment in time, which is something that's very difficult for me to have any of for what ads pay, I've literally no control over. How many views I get, I have some form of control over that, but it's very hard to predict what I'm going to do that's going to work really well versus not work at all. So yeah, I mean, the stable regular income that comes from Patreon makes it a lot easier for me to kind of make that decision and make me kind of confident that even if I do that, and even if relatively speaking we're quite a small channel for me to be doing that, I am confident I can, you know, keep a roof over my and Claire's head, to keep food on the table, all of that good stuff. But yeah, there we go. Thank you all very, very much. This has been the first Patreon cast. It's probably been ridiculously rambly next to the videos you're normally used to hearing, because normally videos I edit myself down quite brutally to make myself more succinct, because I ramble more than I should do. But yes, this is just a big video of me rambling about the channel. And I hope that's, you know, if you're a patron, then that probably means you're interested enough in the channel. Hopefully that is of interest to you. So let me know any questions, let me know any topics you want me to cover, and I will get back to them next month. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, you see, I'm going to keep the ending the same. I'm going to keep the ending the same anyway. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I've been John. This has been Many a True Nerd, and this has been Patroncast for July. Thank you very much, and goodbye.